I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Our geography quiz today follows the path of Hurricane Gustav. The Category 2 storm is causing havoc along the U.S. Gulf Coast. Over the weekend, though, it hit western Cuba as a Category 4 hurricane. 250,000 local residents were forced to retreat to shelters. Winds tore down trees, damaged roofs, and washed out roads. The Cuban island that we asked you about in our geo-quiz today took a direct hit, in fact. The BBC's Michael Voss is in Cuba right now. What is the answer, which happens to be the name of this island?
Well, it's Isla de la Juventud, which in English means the Isle of Youth. Hurricane Gustav hit land in Cuba twice over the weekend, and Isla de la Juventud was the first to feel it. It's just off the southwestern coast. One eyewitness described the 150-mile-an-hour winds and surging seas as like, he said it felt like the blast wave of a bomb. It's very low-lying, not terribly large. The main town has about 40,000 inhabitants. Every road is washed away. Much of the housing has been destroyed. A lot of flooding. And then the hurricane moved on the 60 miles to the mainland and hit the tobacco-growing region of Piña del Río. This really was a very destructive hurricane. They're saying almost 90,000 homes were damaged by Gustav, and 6,000 of them have been totally destroyed.
Well, we have heard in the past, Michael, is that Cuba is surprisingly prepared for these massive storms. Now, of course, it sees them all the time. What the U.S. Gulf Coast states get, Cuba has usually gotten first. On the other hand, how is it that evacuations usually happen so efficiently, and has that been the case this time?
The communist authorities here in Cuba take preparing for hurricanes extremely seriously. Every year before the hurricane season begins, they have rehearsals. Every community has to do dry runs, work out where they're going to send people if they are evacuated, what they'll do about food and medical supplies. The other thing to say about Cuba is that being a communist state, when the government says it's time to evacuate, people obey and they do what they're asked to do and go where they're asked to go. This morning, Fidel Castro wrote one of his regular editorials in the official State Party newspaper, Granma, praising everyone for having battened down the hatches and the way the preparations for the hurricane were, and actually sort of, you know, trumpeting it as a triumph of this system, as he likes to do.
Well, I wonder, with the hurricane having hit Piña del Río, as you mentioned, this tobacco-growing region of Cuba, if they're worried not only about residents having lost their homes, but also if they're worrying about the tobacco industry.
Yes, it is a major export earner. Cuban cigars are sold, the number one sort of premium cigar sales in everywhere except the United States. The tobacco crop had been harvested a while back, and the leaves were drying and being cured in huts, if you like. I've seen them. These are mainly wooden thatched huts in the fields, and they moved apparently about 500,000 sacks of drying tobacco leaves to safer places. Just how effective that was, we don't know yet. We haven't had any reports as to the impact on the tobacco industry. All we have heard is that in terms of agriculture, the main destruction was to bananas, oranges, grapefruits and avocados. No word yet on whether this evacuation, if you like, of the cigar tobacco worked or not.
Is the hurricane still being felt there now, or are recovery efforts underway?
No, it's gone. The skies are slightly overcast. The sun's been out for most of the time. The winds have dropped. This is now recovery time. They have what they call assistance brigades here in Cuba, made up of local people and civil defense teams from each of the provinces. And from many of the provinces further to the east that were unaffected by Gustav, they've already started to send assistance brigades. I've also seen a whole flotilla of Cuban Navy vessels sailing out of Havana Harbor, which you don't see very often. And I suspect they're heading now to Piña del Río and Isla de la Juventud. It's going to take a long time now to actually get a proper damage assessment of how much work needs to be done the path of the hurricane.
All right. Well, that remains to be seen. We'll find out and hope to talk to you again before too long. The BBC's Michael Voss in Havana, Cuba, a place still reeling from Hurricane Gustav. Michael, thank you for the update.
You're very welcome.